Conference Committee on House File 92, Senate File 3 will come to order. Our agenda is really just to kind of get an update, I think. The House Conference Committee presented an offer to the Senate earlier this afternoon, and it's my understanding that the Senate may have taken a minute or two to talk about that, and I'm not sure if they have a reaction to it, but after this discussion, it would be my intention, if we're not resolving it right here and right now, to recess the conference committee and to give time for further discussions tonight. If nothing happens, nothing happens, and the gavel turns back to the Senate tomorrow. But rather than adjourn at the end of this discussion, I'm at least going to leave it open. But we will try to give a heads up to members of the public if we expect to come back, or at what point we decide that we won't be and that they should feel free to move on. So that's the way I will run it today, and I was not planning to go over the House offer necessarily, but if the Senate would prefer that we do so, I could. Senator Hayden.
Good. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the understanding in that we were a little late. If the public needs to kind of go over the offer, my understanding of the offer, well, why don't you go over the offer, and then we'll give you our reaction so that everybody knows what the offer was.
Sure. We presented this earlier today at around 12:30, and for the sake of getting all of the issues in the two bills on the table for discussion, we offered that we would adopt House language in sections 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, except that we would change the implementation dates for the large employers, small employers, and training wage out to 2014, 15, 16, respectively. That we would include a 2017 implementation date for indexing, and that the other exception to adopting the House language in sections 1 through 6 is that we would leave open the question of how to index to inflation and leave that to further discussion. So we would negotiate that, and then the House position was to drop sections 7 and 8, which are the leave provisions. And the reason behind this approach is that last night we talked about the 950 rate for large employers. I heard the Senate raise some concerns about indexing, and the leave provisions may be traveling in a separate House bill this year anyway. So my goal was to put all the issues on the table, to hear back from the Senate on what provisions are most problematic outside of what we discussed last night, and try to get this discussion going on a global deal to move this forward. Senator Hayden.
Good. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And we did take a look at that, and we appreciate you guys sending a global deal. When we looked at it, it looks to be pretty much what the House bill was, except for some changes in terms of implementation. We know that it has been that you guys really wanted to pull out some of the parental language because it is traveling separately, so that's something that the House would want as well. So for us, this is the issue around where to kind of go over the conversation yesterday. We feel like this is really the House's bill and that the Senate really doesn't get much out of this in terms of their position. We know that we had a long discussion yesterday, and also about we feeling very, very generous, and pretty much it's a tedious and fluid situation in the Senate to go from 775 to 950. We've been able to do that and hold that and talk to our members today, and we wanted to be able to have a discussion about indexing. I don't think it's a secret. It's only something that probably hasn't been said, that we don't feel like we have support in our caucus to do indexing, though we were more than willing to have the conversation about what that looked like. We were hoping that maybe there was a different proposal, something that looked a little different on that, and maybe that's something that we could talk about, during the recess. But per kind of the way that you wanted to work, this would be something that we wouldn't be able to accept. And we really, quite frankly, Mr. Chair, really wanted to hope that we could get together and work on the language that you guys propose with a slight tweak and get the 950. We feel like that gets the ball rolling. We're able to really send a signal to Minnesotans that Minnesota workers that that they're going to see an increase in their pay, and then we should start talking about some of these other issues, the pros and cons. But just to be frank with you, this doesn't look like something that we could accept. And I will say the stickling point, just so that we're being really candid, and I've had a lot of good conversations with people, so I don't want to waste their time. It is not the Senate's position today to move forward with the indexing portion of it. So I guess until we can resolve those issues, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure where we're going to go with this.
Senator Eden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Senator Hayden said it quite succinctly. We would be happy to re-entertain the $950 over the 3 years with the accelerated dates, but the rest of it we're not ready to negotiate on at this time.
Thank you, Senator Eden. You know, from our point of view, if we start to make additional offers to the Senate that modifies or takes out provisions of the House bill that we're just guessing at what you want, that's not a very, I don't think you'd recommend that to me, Senator Hayden or Senator Eaton, as a negotiating strategy, because it's very hard for us to react if we don't know what you want. I understand the indexing is a concern. That's why we wanted to put a bracket around that for further discussion. And I understand, and we had the separate House language moving on the leave. So I guess I just don't know how I go back to another counteroffer. I guess you're saying your offer is the $950 for large employers, and I'm trying to put the whole bill on the table, and it doesn't sound like you're interested in having that discussion of the whole bill. Senator Hayden.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think that what we were very interested in, you know, I have to say, Mr. Chair, just a little disappointed. We've talked all year. I think the House position has been known on 950 as well as the governor's, and so we were just very, very interested in kind of knocking a big chunk of this bill out with the 950 and then start to have that conversation. I think what I would say what we would do is that maybe, it's a bit of a compromise when we go to recess, because it sounds like that's what we're probably going to do based on kind of how you wanted to run the committee. Maybe we can give some thought at some of the things that we'd like to see and propose an offer. I think that's fair for you guys to know, for the House to know what the Senate is thinking, now that we kind of know what the two, I think the big sticking points. Personally, I think that if we were able to deal with the indexing in the 950, I think it really helps us to kind of go along with some of these other provisions that I don't know if our members are just stuck to, but I do know that the indexing is one. And so I do want to say, with some of my experience of some of my colleagues, that we think that kind of continuing to talk about those two large issues is probably prudent. If we start to kind of move forward with the things that you asked us to do, we don't know then how it would work when we got to the issues that we really have major disagreement with. But I do think it would be the chairs, it would be our conferees. If they don't mind, I think we would, you know, we would continue to say that this is kind of a non-starter, your proposal, for us, but we would continue to offer $950 over the 3 years, and we would, you know, continue to talk to see if we could come up with a proposal that gave you a reflection of what we think we could do.
And thank you, Senator. And just to be clear, I mean, the offer I gave today did basically accept your proposal on $950 out through 2016 in statute. We obviously have
and
a lot of other issues, but
we're
we are
willing to vote on that piece.
Well, that much I know, Senator Eden, from last night.
Sure. I just wanted to make sure you were aware that was still on the table.
Senator Tomasoni.
Well, you know, it seems to me that the 950 issue is the issue. And to put that behind us would really be a significant move here. And the one thing that's tied to the 950 that it's pretty obvious we can't do is the inflationary factor, and we can discuss it later, but at the same time, if you want to move this thing forward, let's get the 950 behind us with the 3 years that we've proposed. It's the number that the House wanted. The Senate's, I mean, that's a huge move for the Senate to go from 775 to 950. I mean, that's a huge move. It's like almost giving up our bill. And to concede to that, I think, is just an absolutely monumental move on our part. I think it would be behoove the whole conference committee for you to take the vote on the 950 and then go to the next step. Because everything else is basically has something else to do with something else. It has nothing to do with the 950. And we could put the 950 behind us and get the conference committee moving on to the next step pretty easily. And I don't think that's that hard a thing to do. I mean, I don't see how the other things are tied together. I don't know how they're tied together.
Representative Metzed, were you seeking recognition?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess, you know, kind of what I'm looking for is more of a yes or no answer. Are you guys going to move on indexing? Are we going to have a discussion, or are you writing it off right now in the beginning?
Representative Metzed, before I call in a senator, I did hear Senator Hayden say that they were interested in having some further discussion in a recess, so I don't think we have to put that question. I'll interpret your question as rhetorical.
Do you hate when chairs do that?
I'm a freshman.
Well, I think
as a first-term member, I reserve that right. Senator Eaton.
I think we've made it clear that it's off the table at this moment until we discuss the 950 or decided on it. But as Senator Hayden and Senator Tomasoni said, it's certainly something we can discuss later on.
Well, I'm not going to call for a vote on the Hayden amendment from last evening. Again,
okay.
Today, I suspect we're going to end up in the same spot. I am interested in talking about the bill as a whole. I will acknowledge that what I sent earlier today was substantially, you know, most of the House provision, leaving the indexing discussion. But I'm really looking for a signal from the Senate about what issues in the bill you feel like need to be negotiated or changed or removed, because I just don't know. We have many more provisions than you do, and so that's an asymmetric kind of discussion to have. And so I'm going to do a recess unless there's any further discussion about process and see what might come from that. Seeing none, we are in recess. Representative Hayden suggested what happened, and I don't know if Senator Eaton or Senator Tomasoni want to talk about it. About what that is, or if you'd rather I told you my interpretation of what it is.
I don't need two pairs of gloves. Go ahead.
Well, as I understand it, kind of boiling it down, because the offer is in the form of an amendment, so you kind of need the bill language in front of you as well as the amendment to understand it. But essentially, the Senate offer is a $9.50 minimum wage for large employers, a $7.25 youth wage, a $5.15 training wage, a $7.25 wage if you are while you're sleeping if you work for a long-term care provider, and a small employer minimum wage of $5.25 using a definition of $625,000. So that's basically, by taking the current Senate bill and looking at the amendments, that's kind of what those numbers would be, and that would be the total of the bill.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
I got it right?
I think you described it right. It was the Senate bill with 950.
The Senate bill with 950, Senator Thomas, like I said, yes. And so, and the numbers or the kind of categories and the wages that I listed off would be what we end up with the Senate bill and moving 950 to the large employer. And I have to say, I actually, you know, think it's a helpful step to sort of see what on paper you're looking at globally. And from my point of view, was why I was resistant to voting just on 950 yesterday or today, because I think we have some concerns with this approach. I wonder if Dolly is here. I think she is. Commissioner Lumen, Assistant Commissioner Lumen, I have a question for you if you can come up. You can find any spot at the table.
Okay, I'll go over here in case you want to hear me.
So you can say your name when I finish asking the question. My basic question is, with this set of state minimum wages, and I don't expect an answer right now, but I just wonder if you could either give an answer or get back to us on sort of the prospects for enforcing these categories in Minnesota if we adopted, as I count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 state minimum wages.
Representative Winkler, I'm happy to, my name's Jessica Lumen, I'm Assistant Commissioner at the Department of Labor and Industry, again, overseeing the wage and hour division there. I'm happy to take it and take a look at it and provide you information as quickly as possible. There are a number of different components. One of the things that we particularly need to look at is sort of our enforcement resources, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that the more complicated we make it, the more difficult it may be for employers and employees to understand what the expectations are. But I'm happy to take a look at the proposal and take it back to the office and have our staff crunch the numbers and see what it might look like.
And Senator Eaton, I don't know if you'd be willing to have them come up and testify tomorrow, or if the event that you call a hearing tomorrow.
That would be great.
And then otherwise they could submit it in writing, but I think if they just come forward and talk, that might be easier for the department.
That would be acceptable.
Thank you. So the House is not going to make a counteroffer tonight.
Okay.
And we're not going to accept this offer tonight. I think it's a good point of discussion to start with. So I do expect to bring back an offer, hopefully tomorrow. And I don't know if anybody, if senators or members of the House have any other comments to make or discussion. Okay, I don't see any. So, Representative Metza.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering if inflation is off the table, can we freeze grocery prices for people?
Is Representative Metza, I'm going to again interpret that as a rhetorical question.
He does that a lot.
I know. Senator Hayden, are you?
Well, yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Reply with a rhetorical.
Well,
answer?
No, I just wanted to let the Representative Metza know. I think he's channeling his previous the previous House member that was in his seat, and though I can appreciate it, I do want to, in a very serious note, Mr. Chair, because I think that I've heard from a few people, this is important stuff, and so we all know each other, and so we can continue to have a conversation. I hope that now that we've kind of gotten things established, you have some sense of where our caucus is at. We most certainly have gotten some sense of where your caucus is at. You've presented your bill and represented it, and we presented our bill with a major concession. That then hopefully between now and over the next couple of days, as people watch us, that, and this is pretty serious, and people's groceries don't go down, and people and the workers that work there need a raise. And so we do really hope that we can get to a point where we can kind of get down to it and figure out if we can find a place to meet. I think it's pretty important, and if we continue down the road of just kind of swapping our bills back and forth, I imagine that that's just wasting a lot of people's time. So I really do hope that we can move forward now that we really have seen it, and now we all read the paper and we kind of understand, and it's been reiterated, some of the things that we can get done. It's not about if we can, if we want to do it. It's if we can get this bill passed and get it on its way. We got a lot of things to do this session, and I'm really hoping, Mr. Chair, that we can spend some time together and really work hard to see if we can wrap this bill up.
And Senator Hayden, that was the spirit with which I offered our offer today and the spirit with which I accept your offer tonight, that we're now talking about two whole positions, all issues are on the table, and we can get that discussion started. And I, you know, I'm cognizant of Senator Bach's comments about inflation tonight, and certainly not disregarding that concern of the Senate. And I think part of what the House is considering is a meaningful response to that. We still think that a lot of the issues that were in our bill are very important, and I think we can have a substantive discussion about where the Senate's coming from. I've heard lots of different rumors about where different people are and different and what they believe about different issues, and I think kind of a substantive discussion about what we think is the right thing to do for the state is where we need to be, and hopefully as a group of Democrats we can get that done together.
Mr. Chair, I hope so too.
Me too.
All right, and so with that we are adjourned.